Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our God, we thank you for a day like this. A day to remember that you rose from the dead. A day that ensures that we too will rise again. Father, we bless your name and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, as we come to the foot of the cross today, we ask that the Holy Spirit himself will teach us in Jesus' name. Every area of giftings that is needed for our profiting, for the profiting of the church and the edification of the saints, Lord, you will supernaturally release upon every member of this church in Jesus' name. Amen. Through us, the message of salvation will go to the world. Lord Jesus, we do not take lightly what you have done for us. Even as we rejoice in what you have accomplished, my Father, my God, we'll begin to live a life of victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are all welcome to church this morning. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of the Almighty God. And as usual, we're going to start with Sunday school. So we are going to start where we stopped last week. We are going to start where we stopped last week. On Friday, we encourage us to come out for impartation. Not many of us seem to understand what it's all about yet. A time will come that I believe that desire will well up from inside of us when we realize what God can do through us. We seem to be quite contented with where we are right now. God wants to take us to a higher level. He will take you to a higher level in Jesus' name. These gifts are part of what God has given for us to do what he has called us to do. If they are not necessary, he wouldn't have given them to us. We can't do them based on our own strength. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, we are going to read verse 1 to 11. And then we'll probably look at the gifts of healing. And if we can, because our time is going again, we'll look at the working of miracles. I will just read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember, it's Sunday school. It said, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit wither. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kind of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. In other words, God is the one who chooses to give to each and every one in the church. And we know the reason why God decided to give to members of the church. And that is taking our memory verse, which is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12 is in our bulletin. Can we just go through it? It's in the Amplified version. 1, 2, 3, go. So it is with yourselves. Since you are eager and ambitious to possess spiritual endowments and manifestations of the Holy Spirit, concentrate on striving to excel and to abound in them in ways that will build up the church. In ways that will do what? That will build up the church. And like I've always said, when you become a channel of blessings, it means you are blessed yourself. So if God is depositing in you so much gift that is going to build up the church, how much more is your own life? The example I normally give is this. You know, red oil, palm oil. When you buy palm oil and you put it in a bottle or a plastic container, those of us who live with old women will know what I'm talking about. You use up the oil in the container. One day you don't have oil. You've forgotten to buy or something. You know, you can always go and pick up that container, get it close to fire. And you always get a little bit out of it. No matter how much you heat it, it never finishes. You always see some oil there. Because when you become a channel of blessings, it does not matter how much you give of yourself, how much you give to people, how much you are used up. There will always be something left in your life. That is what God does. So when we get these gifts of God to build up the church, in the process, our own lives is also built up. And we will never be devoid or be empty of the blessings of God. I say you will never be empty of the blessings of God in Jesus' name. So that's why we need to cover these gifts, so that we can build up the church of God, and God will build up our own lives. Not just your life, but the lives of 1,000 generations that will come from you. So, let's quickly look at the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. It's so interesting. When you look at the other gifts, they are not really addressed as such as gifts. But when it comes to that of healing, it says the gifts. So it's not just one. The gifts of healing. That is wonderful. One thing that means to me, because there are gifts of healing, it means that God has that gift that is tailor-made to every situation, every circumstance, every disease, every infirmity that may afflict man.